Fourth parak of Nida, third Mishnah. Dam aves kechovim v'dam tayush l'tzaras. Blood of a non-Jewish woman, and also dam, which is Torah, that's coming out of a woman who has tzaras. This halacha is a tzaras, that her saliva and her urine is an abatumah. The question is about the blood. The blood is not does not have the same status as these other liquids that come out of the body, yet, because has to have a certain physical state which the blood does not have. So these two situations, Veshame Matarim, they say it's tar, because a goy does not have tumas nida, and even though they were matama all the goyim as a zov, every goyim in the rabban has the status of a zov, but to make a recognition that they're not zov midaraisa, according to Beishami, held the blood that comes out of them, they treat it as tohar. They say that we treat it as the same status of, I'm talking about the blood of the avodas kechavim, we treat it the same way we treat it as her saliva and her urine, which means like this. In the Raisa, a woman who's a nida, her saliva and her urine are tome, whether they're in a liquid state or even if they dry out. Over here, Basil said, agreed to Beis Shammai that we have to make a certain hecker, that people should realize that this avodas kechavim is not turned into Raisa, and he felt it was enough of a hecker that it's metamol when it's moist, and when it dries out, it's not metamol. And that applies both, not according to Beis Hillel, it applies to her saliva, her urine, and also to her dam nida. That is the heker. Beis Shammai wanted to make a bigger heker, and they said the dam nida is not metamol at all. Dam yoledet shelo tov lo, a woman who gave birth, and she did not go to the mikveh. Beis Shammai oimrim, kiroki mei regleo. Beshami says that also it's only time to dry bone, and therefore it's only the time when it's moist, but on dry side it's not the time. This is din dry bone. Basil loimim matama lafli yovish. Basil says that it's tummy midaraisa. What's the machlokes? I love it like this. That's a woman gives birth to a boy. 7 days later, the blood comes out. Should be tar. The Shammai says the second 7 days go up. The eighth day, automatically, the blood is tar, and therefore the tumah is always rabbanon. Beis Hillel says till she goes to the mikveh, the blood that was coming out prior from the time of the birth onwards is dam tamei, and therefore they say that since she didn't go to the mikveh, it's tamei. She metal after yavish. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel moedes. She was a zova gedola. That means she saw three times, 3 days in not the natural times for her to see prior to the birth. Now she has to have 7 clean days. So everybody agrees in such a case that the blood comes out of her is considered dam, which is metame, until she finishes the 7 days. And